Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Climate change?
Tragedy unfolding in Australia is climate change based.
Regardless of what the dunces televising from their Hollyweird bubble claim, the current fires in Australia and recently in California aren't simply a result of their UN Agenda 2030 directed Greta Thunberg promoted propaganda.
How dare you?
In fact, a recent Guardian article argues that even though 24 people were charged with deliberately lighting bushfires, it is in fact global warming that is completely responsible. The Guardian writes, bot and troll accounts are involved in a disinformation campaign exaggerating the role of arson in Australia's bushfire disaster. Social media analysis suggests. This is further driven home in the article by the social media analysis of Dr. Timothy Graham from the Queensland University of Technology. Graham claims the conspiracy theories going around, including arson as the main cause of the fires, reflect an increased distrust in scientific expertise, skepticism of the media, and rejection of liberal democratic authority. The all-knowing champion of the liberal democratic authority's narrative, Snopes, writes that the claim that nearly 200 Australians were arrested in late 2019 and early 2020 for deliberately setting bushfires was false, because even though the statement from the New South Wales police stated that since November 8, 2019, 183 people, including 40 juveniles, have been charged with 205 bushfire-related offenses, the claim of nearly 200 is false, according to Snopes, because only 24 of those were deliberate. If you apply this logic, then accidental and burn ban violations, which made up the rest of the number, are simply a part of the climate change narrative. Human error is now swept into a pile with the climate change narrative propaganda. Speaking of human error,
the Cedar Fire was started by a lost hunter setting a signal fire. At the time, at least 11 other wildfires were already burning in the region, and what followed in the hours and days ahead would change our county forever.
The firestorm ultimately claimed 15 lives, including a firefighter, and burned almost 2,400 homes.
Of course, the left would have us all believe that Sergio Martinez did it for climate change. But no one wants to talk about the dirty secret that jihad has been and can be waged in the future through arson.
They have used car bombs and they've flown planes into buildings to cause massive pain and destruction. Well, now Al-Qaeda is telling its followers that the American Southwest, that means New Mexico, is like one big pile of kindling, and the terrorists should burn it down.
Major changes could be on the way when it comes to security here on the campus of St. Kate's in St. Paul. This all comes after a former student is accused of lighting several fires across campus, all in the name of jihad.
And lo and behold, regarding the Australia bushfires, the Daily Telegraph reported Western Sydney teen Fadiz Rika, one of the two teens accused of lighting a grass fire at a Guildford Park while bushfires ravaged New South Wales, laughed outside the court today after appearing on multiple charges. Breitbart reported that Quraysh Media, a media organization that supports the Islamic State, is encouraging ISIS followers to start wildfires in the U.S. and Europe as a new way of waging jihad. The media outlet had been distributing posters that said, "Ignite fires in the forests of America, France, Britain, and Germany, for they are painful to them."
Glacier National Park removing those signs around the park stating all the glaciers would be melted by 2020.
Public opinion shouldn't be swayed by panic, disinformation, and wasteful spending. As Breitbart reported, the Taxpayers Association released the results of their annual wasteful spending poll earlier this week, declaring that climate policy had been the biggest waste of money, largely due to the fact that despite the spending, emissions in Sweden had actually slightly increased. No doubt about it, I won't deny that drought and excessively dry areas lead to massive wildfires, and the loss of a billion Australian animals and 29 Australians is a nightmare. But succumbing to the will of the left's cherry-picking of the characterization of facts only suppresses the bigger picture, and that leads us into an inferno.
Wow.
I want to talk about Super Silver whitening toothpaste because I hadn't tried it except for maybe the last week and a half. And I told Alex, I said, man, this is the best toothpaste I've ever tried. He's like, well, what are you doing just sitting in here telling me? You got to get up there and tell people. And so here I am telling people, Super Silver whitening toothpaste is by far the best toothpaste I've ever tried. And I'm 45 years old and I've tried a lot of different toothpaste. And it's fluoride free. I think the big difference, the game changer in this is the coral calcium, because after I brush my teeth with this, they feel so clean, and the toothpaste, I don't even like rinse out my mouth after I brush my teeth with this. It feels so good. It feels like good things are happening in my mouth. In fact, I find myself brushing my teeth 3 to 4 times a day rather than just twice a day now, because I like the way it feels.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones.
We are now in to the second hour of the January 13th, 2020 Monday transmission with 294 days left. Well, we've covered the record level of earthquakes and volcanoes around the world, and the fact that it's the magnetic poles moving and being affected by changes in the sun predominantly that is causing that. But I have a whole stack of articles here where environmentalists say humans are causing the earthquakes and, of course, the volcanoes. There's nothing these kooks won't say or do. And meanwhile, we just aired a John Bound report. It's at band.video in the John Bound section. Very important, needs to get out there. Only way it will is if you share it. Climate change or arson jihad. And Snopes says that we lied. There haven't been 200 arson arrests. And the police didn't attribute most of the fires in Australia to arson, even though it was a press release from major state police departments. And they admit we're right. They just say it's misinformation. What? That's like when they said in Snopes with the big fires last year, they said Trump is wrong. No one rakes the forest. Well, that's because they know that their Democrat supporters mainly live in compact cities and don't know how the world really works, and that all over the world, every culture from Africa, from Australia, from Europe to South America, that people build fire breaks around their towns and homes, and that they get the kindling out of the woods so there's not a bunch of fuel there. So there is a lightning strike. It burns through and doesn't build up a lot of heat. Get those big, giant 500-foot tall surges going. That's called forest management. Wildlife management. You ever been in a national park that's in scrub brush or whatever, and you see these big berms that bulldozers built decades before around the buildings? You ever wonder why there's... Rex, when he was like 11 years old, he goes, Daddy, are those fort walls around this national park down in Big Bend? He's like, because somebody could climb right over that wall. Is that like a fort wall, like the military? And I said, no, son. That's against the enemy fire. That's a fire break. Like in ships, they build bulkheads to stop water flooding from one to the rest of the ship, but also to stop fires. That's why a lot of houses under zoning have a firewall. Or if you're in a duplex or apartment complexes, there's, by law, firewalls.
big special walls that are fire resistant to stop it from burning one and then jumping. This is all just basic engineering literacy of a five-year-old. But see, people aren't taught how to do that anymore. But you go down to the Mesoamerican farmers that have been growing corn down there for 10,000 years, and you'll see around every town, every little village in the woods and in the forest, in the rainforest, where they've cut the fire breaks. It's because everybody knows it. But again, Snopes and everybody says, we're crazy. It doesn't exist. But it was a funny thing. I saw this article on CNN this weekend. Oh, the Aborigines know how to stop the fires. And I knew before I read it, it'd be, oh, the Aborigines build fire breaks. There it is. Indigenous people have a solution. Oh, the country's bushfires, and it's been around for tens of thousands of years. Oh, but wait a minute. Should I play Colbert and Fallon and everybody else making fun of Trump for raking the forest? Because that's what you do. But see, we use coal power now from electricity. To electricity, so people don't have the wood stove going anymore. But used to, people just naturally cleared it all out. And look, I know to our audience, it's like I'm telling you 2 + 2 = 4, and they go, Alex, we know this, we all know it. I know, I'm talking to new listeners who are like in a high rise in downtown Austin or a high rise in New York, and they literally think that in Texas we ride horses to work and that we, have outhouses. No, we have secret nuclear reactors and cyclotrons and superconducting super colliders and antimatter weapons bases and giant nuclear weapons stockpiles down here. And this is actually the state that runs the whole damn planet. So, I mean, you know, but again, for somebody in a high-rise tube, they just don't know that. But like, I'm out here going out to milk the cows every day. And that's a great thing, by the way. If you can live like that, that's the most healthy and best way to live. But the level of ignorance of the trendies and how they don't know which side is up is very, very dangerous. And the globalists are playing on that and using that and manipulating it. And so Paul Watson links directly to the police department press releases and to newscasts about Muslims being arrested and indicted for setting fires, they believe, and they're laughing outside the courts, and Muslims are posing in front of Notre Dame laughing, and the Guardian says, that's a fake photo. Snopes says that that's a fake photo. InfoWars puts out a fake photo. That they got from Sputnik, the Russians. Turns out Sputnik got it from a major photo public library, paid for it, and we carry it too. But that's how they operate. Hell, in just the last few months, they've arrested 98 people. But Snopes says it's a conspiracy theory. And they're God. They say it's false. Nearly 200 Australians have been arrested in late 2019, early 2020 for deliberately setting bushfires. And it links directly to it. But see, they use that appeal to authority. And the InfoWars falsely did that. Total lie. But see, that's why they want us censored so we can't even respond to them. And when I was in the latest Sandy Hook depositions that are just being used as a way to try to bankrupt us and get into everything and misrepresent who we are, they had the Snopes woman there gleefully smiling uncontrollably going in the corner and then tweeting all this wild disinfo after. Because imagine that they just hire these people and you look at their past, it's like, whoa. And then say, you are the proletariat's God. You are the commissar. You are the judge and jury and executioner. What you say is law, like you're Moses or something. But that's how they operate. All right, I'm going to give the number out when we come back. I'm going to open the phones up, and I'm going to take your calls. Richard Spencer, the white nationalist, whatever you want to call him, is going to be on the show, and I've got a lot of questions and things for him. There is a lot of other news we have not gotten to, and a lot of breaking news as well that we'll get to when we come back. A new InfoWars article by Jamie White. Twitter removes cringy video of Prince Harry pitching Meghan Merkel to Disney CEO. I mean, it's just sick. All these little fawning pomps wanting to be famous.
Well, I thought you're royal. Doesn't that make you powerful? Oh, you're so, you've come from an inbred group of weirdo neurotics. Let me worship you. So, of course, he wants to be part of the rotting pedophilic edifice that is that huge facade behind which these devils lurk that is Disney.
And, of course, Facebook glitch reveals Greta Thunberg's father posing as his teenage mentally ill daughter. Of course he is. It's all coming up. Please do not forget that the new sales are here, and they are providing you a chance to get products that really are amazing. Pollen block comes from a special type of bird, quail, that is fed a special diet that creates a chemical compound that's natural, that's been proven to really help reduce allergies. And it's 40% off right now. I would stock up on pollen block. You should go research. It helps enhance respiratory function, helps support healthy sinus function, promotes clear airways, promotes respiratory health and normal breathing, supports eye comfort and sinus health. Give it a shot. It funds the InfoWars, and you can't lose. Almost everybody that tries it says this is incredible. It doesn't have all the chemicals, but it works even better. Pollen block.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. DanPilla.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Up in the next few segments after that, ahead of Richard Spencer joining us. And I'll be going directly to your calls on the volcanoes, on the impeachment situation coming up in the Senate. Will she finally send the articles? What do they do if she doesn't and violates the law? What do you make of China producing the majority of our drugs? What do you make of the situation with what's happening with Iran wanting to topple their leadership? And what's unfolding there? How far should the U.S. go, if any, to support those people that are being mowed down with machine guns? That is all going to be coming up and taking your phone calls on that subject. And if you have any questions that you'd like to be relayed to Mr. Spencer when he shows up in the third hour here today. The toll-free number to join us is 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-ALEX. 2539, and let's give first-time callers, and that means if you ever called in but didn't get on the air, let's give first-time callers a chance to be on during this hour, 877-789-2539, 877-789-ALEX. All right, those calls are coming up. The establishment is obsessed with corrupting our minds and our cellular systems with chemicals, biologicals, radiologicals to get us off kilter and destabilized so they can basically do what it is they've been planning to do with the species that is basically forcibly merge us with machines in a nightmare construction that is a giant satanic ritual against humanity. Now, I talked about this some yesterday, but I want to play a special report here in just a few minutes on it. And the report is, again, at InfoWars.com. It is a NationalFile.com story. And the article is important, and it documents what's happening, and it shows they've now pulled it from the textbook because of pressure. But it focuses on the anal sex, the bondage, and that. But what it says is body fluid or blood play. Now, if you go into the definition of blood play, it is part of the whole vampire kingdom. And again, I'm not saying vampires are real. I'm saying the spirit of people that set these systems up and the legends about vampires are based on groups of people going psychotic and behaving just like this. That's why they've dug up in ancient Greece and Rome and Egypt people buried in walls, big, mean adult men usually, that have stakes driven to their hearts, and metal stakes in all four arms and legs because they've been known to die and get back up, whatever's going on there. And they always do the same thing. Now, Peter Thiel is, quote, very, very interested in young people's blood. That's an Inc.com article. He knows there's huge money in it. It's already, we're already the biggest exporter in the world of children's blood to the planet for rich people taking transfusions. So this is already going on an absolutely huge scale. But here's the vampire lifestyle. If you just type in blood play, here it is. general beliefs, consumption of blood, sexuality, and sexual practices. Oh, it's, you know, like bestiality. It's just another thing. Sexual activity which participant deliberately cut to the release blood. And so it's every form of evil being dumped out upon everyone right now. And full-grown women posing as young boys to then go set up little girls. But, oh, that's a new sexual fetish the media is defending. And sterilizing your children. This is all just pure evil because there's an energy release both physically and metaphysically when they do this. So here's John Bowne's report. I've known that vampirism, the drinking of blood, is at the heart of Hollywood. I didn't know that from movies or anything. I was in some movies, got involved, went there, and had people tell me. And then I saw it. California textbooks are now teaching 8-year-olds. It broke today. It's on Infowars.com. To drink blood as a sexual preference. And they teach them about blood play. Mainline news will say it in Gillette commercials and on CNN that if a man is at a mall, or a man is at a movie theater, or a man is at a dance, and he goes over and says, I think you're very attractive, you're so amazing, would you like to dance? That's a form of assault. Because normal human activity is bad. But if it's unannounced in many cases, children taken in public schools and libraries and put on the laps, in some cases, of convicted pedophiles, convicted murderers, has come out. Well, then it's beautiful and wonderful to have a big, fat, ugly man in a dress grabbing little kids. That's the power of the media conditioning you to give in to things that are destructive because they've got even more horrible things coming. They're searing your consciousness.
You know, they shouldn't teach it in school because they're forcing it on them in a way. And let the kids, you know, be kids and do their own thing.
However, others are in support of it.
I think the more diverse education we can offer, the more chance we have to inspire a diversity of students and future leaders.
They say the new sex ed program is too inappropriate, adding the curriculum sexualizes children as young as kindergarten age. Last week, state education officials overhauled its sexual education guidance for public school teachers with gender identity and safe sex practices, amongst other subjects being covered. Now they say the main one that they are having a hard time with is the LGBTQ inclusive language and safe trafficking context, which will be covered. Some parents saying it's all too explicit for kids this young and too graphic.
Now, this includes talking to kindergartners about gender identity, discussing masturbation in middle school, and teaching safe sex practices for LGBTQ high school students. Here are some of the signs that some of these parents brought today to sort of talk about their opinion about this. Namely, parents are upset about the graphic and descriptive nature of some of the books included in the curriculum.
The book called Your Health Today has been put on hold in Fremont Unified School District. It was assigned as a 9th grade health textbook, but more than 2,000 parents and residents signed a petition calling for the book to be removed. They're upset over how the book addresses things like sex games, sex toys, vibrators, handcuffs, and ropes.
If your kid goes to public school in California, if you don't want your 5-year-old learning about transgenderism, too bad. Because the director of curriculum frameworks and instructional resources at the California Department of Education, her name is Stephanie Gregson. She says, I think that people hear the word transgender or gender identity in guidance for kindergarten through grade 3, and they think the worst. It's really about civil rights issues. Since when is bondage a civil rights issue, Stephanie?
Report. California 8th graders taught anal bondage sex involving blood in sex ed classes. Now, I saw that National File article that was posted up on NewsWars.com, and I thought, what the hell is blood play? Now, when I've read about that, that's what vampires call it when they're killing somebody, you're torturing somebody to death. And sure as hell, I pulled it up, man, and it is what you do when you're killing somebody and playing in their blood when they kill a baby or whatever, they're rolling around it and all that. And so, you know, I did a little bit of research on that. That was something I wanted to forget, and it was sure as hell going on.
Let me just add,
on.
These crack me story time people they keep busting, turns out they say they're vampires. Yeah, that's right. This is vampires coming after kids. Period. That's it.
Knock on wood, I am not tempting fate. But everybody around the office, especially folks that have worked there a long time, have noticed that I really don't ever get sick. Now, again, I might get sick tomorrow because I just made that statement. I'm not tempting fate. I'll say that again because I am superstitious when it comes down to that. I'm very thankful to the good Lord for the constitution I've been given. But up until about 8-9 years ago when I started taking X2, the products M4's life, I still got sick every couple of years. And, you know, I still get sore throats from allergies and pollen and things like that. But now that I religiously take the products at InfoWars Life, one of the highest quality supplements you're going to find out there, I just never get a fever anymore. It's probably been 3-4 years since I've had a fever. It's just crazy. So I chalk it up to genetics and the great products.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure, runs in my family on my mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. That's right, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling today.
800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. That's 800-932-1789.
Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
Mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Final address,
Throughout all of human history, it was recorded. Now it's been unrecorded. We're digging up the archaeological areas and finding the same paradigm. There are times when we begin to build civilization based on agrarian systems. But then a priesthood within a few generations starts taking control. And within a few more generations, human sacrifice and annihilation begins. Then that population is exploited to take over the next population to build an empire. Then it becomes so anti-human and so destructive, it begins to collapse back into the jungle or desert from which it came. And when people start to adopt this, it's, oh, be tolerant, let live and let live. But then as soon as this group replicates itself and gets into control and power of any race, color, creed, we're all the same, same paradigm. It then comes after the children and tells you, you must conform to it. It's not tolerant at all. And for the diversity of the future, we're here to groom your children. You heard that, quote, priest with his rainbow flag around him, and he wants to spend some time with your children. He wants to help enrich their life. He wants to make sure they get on the right path. He wants access to them in that school, and you don't have a damn thing to say about it. California's saying they're going to inoculate children without parental consent, pass a law to do it. They say they're coming for your children at every level. This is their system. We're going to go to your calls right now. I just want to say that the big mega year-end sale is over. And I have told you that in this new year, the biggest sales we're ever going to be able to have are 40% or so, because I'm not going to just increase the prices of things and then cut the price of it to say there's a bigger sale. I'm not doing that gimmick that so many others do. But I was talking to one of the office manager's crew last night, and I was talking about how we're sold out of Supermill Vitality and how it takes 3 months to make more of it. It's a proprietary process by a famous outfit in Utah. We private label it from them, this particular recipe of known herbs that increase libido, stamina, so many other things. And because it's cold press, it takes 3 to 5 times more of the herbs, but it's got that living essence in it and really blows people away. Well, the Super Male Vitality's sold out, but here's a little secret. The Super Female Vitality, women just want to buy something that says it's for women. So it's a little bit different formula, but it works just as good for men. And some men like it better. I've taken both. They're both excellent, but it's for men and women, and it's still 60% off. But that sales rate, we sell out of it in a couple weeks. So we're going to run that for 1 week at 60% off, and you need to experience it. If you've never experienced it, for men and women, Super Female Vitality, InfoWarsStore.com. 40% off lung cleanse. It's very thick, though. Sometimes the sprayer gets clogged up. You have to put under hot water because it's not just a bunch of alcohol and thin crap. It's very thick essential oils. Amazing. In fact, I want some right now. My bottle ran out. This is a new one. I need to open that and spray it in my throat with all the pollen that's in the air. It's the best system out there. It's 40% off. We have Pollen Block. It's from special quail that are given a special proprietary diet, and then it creates a natural compound that's been absolutely documented to reduce all sorts of allergies and problems. Pollen Block is amazing. Again, InfoWarsStore.com. And we have so many other great products like Winter Sun, super high quality vitamin D3, the most absorbable type out there. Take it under the tongue. You can't get that sun during the winter, obviously. That's why there's so many more illnesses and problems. Sunlight on the skin is where it creates the D3. Well, this gives it to you. And a lot of people can't absorb D3 in the stomach as much, or the intestines, so it's done in the mouth, all those blood vessels. And so, again, we also have the Ultra 12 that's excellent to take under the tongue at InfoWarsStore.com. So those are all still 40 to 50% off and 60% off because I've not gone and gotten those changed yet. They will be very, very soon. So thank you all for your support. Also, get up to 50% off InfoWars Select Food. That doesn't mean select items are 50% off. When we were going to private label it 6-7 years ago with My Patriot Supply, so I could get around their agreements with their other distributors and go even lower, so I could dominate the market, which we did do, and became their biggest distributor, I had to sign a deal to be a private labeler. That got around the contracts. So it was even a big shakeup in the company later about it. I mean, I had to do some fighting to get this. They're great, folks. The best herbal food out there for the price. You pay five times more and get something as good or better. But people eat it and really like it. There's even third-party reviews that hate me. Even Vice had a report and said it was, you know, good herbal food. They thought it would taste like crap, like most of the other stuff out there. It comes in these plastic tote containers that last longer. It's really amazing. So it's the entire line, their freshest food, right from their factory in Utah. But it says InfoWars Select on it to give you the regular prices as low as you're going to find. Well, this is 50% off. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. That's going to run for 1 week as well. And 30% off the Alexa Pure Breeze that the same folks put out, highest rated out there. Okay, I'm done. I'm going to take your calls now. If you guys will punch that up so I can see the calls, thank you. Kimberly and Jay and Jake and Aaron and Marcus and Alex and Steve, we're going to get to everybody. Let's go ahead and talk to Kimberly in Arkansas. What do you think? I see you want to talk about what Trump should do with the Iran situation and the people there rising up asking us to topple their regime. I don't think that's a good idea. Who knows what will happen? I think what the Secretary of Defense said is they want to talk to the regime about being a normal country without preconditions. I think that's what we need is engagement. What do you think?
Yes, I was listening to your show. I agree. I was listening to your show last week and Matt Bracken's analysis on what how you think Trump should proceed, which is to not alienate himself from the protesters or the uprising or the reform that's going on there.
Yes.
To just make them not see us as the same thing as their regime leaders that bring them together and let them know how much we appreciate their reform and help them acclimate themselves to that reform.
Well, there's no doubt that Soleimani was expanding their operations and that he was in a fight with the mullahs. And so that's why the decision was made to kill him 7 months ago. And this was not done to wag the dog. Impeachment's helping Trump. Obama and you know others have tried to come out and say Trump's doing this to wag the dog. I don't see any evidence of that.
No, yeah. Right now, the Iranian people appreciate him for what he's, for, you know, all he's enduring. And if he can, you know, not distance himself from them, but help them along their protests, then he can only benefit from it.
I agree, Kimberly. Thank you so much for the call. Let's go to Aaron in Kentucky. Thanks for holding. Go ahead, sir.
Absolutely, Alex. Thank you very much. You know, one of the biggest things I think Trump needs to do is to get all of the folks that are enveloped in the deep state completely out of his administration and really start draining the swamp. Last weekend when he was doing the interview and he said that he was given intel that he believed were showing the potential danger of strikes against U.S. embassies. And then Esper came out saying, well, I've not seen that intel. What I think is happening is that Trump is being set up there as this kind of crazy-eyed man who's just spewing off and saying lies.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. Why the hell did – I mean, even if that was true, he should have said, I can't talk about that at this point or something. But, yeah, that was kind of a throw Trump under the bus moment.
Absolutely. And the concern that I have is that Trump acted on this intelligence and he took out Soleimani. And then when he started getting a lot of folks from the left attacking him on that, and he started saying, well, it came from the intel. We got this information from our intelligence community. Then they kind of left him out there and they pulled back his support and just left him out there to die, you know, and kind of be crucified by the media. I think that was a direct and specific attack against him.
Aaron, stay there. Don't hang up. I want to get more into this with you on the side because I meant to get into that. That's in my stack, and I agree with you because he was put on the execution list over a decade ago. He has been connected to launching attacks on U.S. troops. He's bragged about it. Obama had the kill order out there, just never executed it. And so Trump had the authority, period, to do it. But then by them confusing it into intel, they're going to try to catch him in something false.
Get ready for the Rocket Mortgage Super Bowl Squares Sweepstakes, the largest official game of Super Bowl Squares ever with millions of dollars in prizes. And best of all, it's free to enter. Every score change during Super Bowl 54 pays out $50,000. That's right, touchdowns, field goals, safeties, even extra points. We'll draw one lucky winner from the corresponding square to win $50,000. It could be you! Plus, two grand prize winners will win $2.5 million they could use toward their dream home. One way to enter, two ways to win. See rules and enter now at RocketMortgageSquares.com. Then tune in February 2nd to see if you win. Rocket Mortgage, official mortgage sponsor of Super Bowl 54. No purchase necessary. 18 years or older, except Alabama, Nebraska, and Mississippi. Ends January 30th. Licensed all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. The NFL is not sponsored promotion in any way.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot.
It's thinning everywhere.
I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude, put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
Bill. But that's kind of like, you know, being in somebody's house and that fruit looks like it's plastic. And of course you walk over, it's plastic. Maybe my eyes aren't so good. Maybe he's for real. But can we get queued up? Richard Spencer getting slugged, which I don't agree with. But that's, everybody knows him as that. It's okay to punch a Nazi, garbage. Well, we're going to be talking to him. And also we'll get that View clip with Joy Behar praising him ready for when he comes on. I want to ask him about those things. But at least he's got the courage to come on the show. So there you go. I'm going to be in Virginia next week when the gun confiscation legislation goes into effect, where they're trying to cause a civil war. I'm going to be there calling for peace and justice and for the Bill of Rights to be upheld. But our Revolutionary War and the Civil War started there in Virginia. So It's very important. It's right there by D.C. I'll be in D.C. for the Women's March as well with Owen Schroyer, Savannah Hernandez, and the rest of the crew. And, yes, the armored vehicle is going to be there and the rest of it. So we'll be live here. But I need to ask David Knight to host the show on Monday at least, because that's going to be live action then Monday and Tuesday. If he could not do his show, maybe Harrison Smith can do the morning show and David Knight can do this one. Let's just see if he's available to do that. So we've got some Monday morning quarterbacking going on here for next week, just planning stuff on air. Also, if we take these calls, EU removes national flags from European Parliament. They're also saying they're going to ban football teams, soccer teams, having nationalist names, see? And I've got articles. I meant to cover that on Saturday and Friday. Headlines in the UK and the US, the word mother, woman, and girl removed off ads on the sides of buses because seeing a woman and it saying girl is bad. A girl is bad. See, we're so tolerant we can't have boys and girls, though. You're going to be something new now. And a nice fat man in a priest outfit's going to tell you what you are now. He's your God. But getting back to Aaron in Kentucky, recap what you were saying and bring this up, because I've been meaning to say that. That's why I love to take calls, because I forget to get to so much. And absolutely, they push him to do all these strikes. Three times he says no, turns back the aircraft. Iran's definitely working with the deep state, knowing when Trump makes his move, the deep state's saying they're going to embarrass Trump. We know there's all this shadow diplomacy, not just with Kerry and Obama and Hillary, but with neocons as well. And they're trying to wait for the impeachment until they can get a new article. And notice Pelosi went, maybe I'll bring forward the article that you lied and you didn't have intelligence and you shouldn't have done this. But that didn't work either. So she's holding off with John Bolton and others to get a few other things right before they swing that driver, that big iron, into Trump. And, boy, you can see him hesitating, trying to size him up in the crosshairs right now. And I totally agree with you. And this really draws into question Defense Secretary Esper and just some of the other things he does when it comes to Trump. And I guess they just have no respect for Trump. And, you know, these are the guys that put Soleimani on the list. They're the ones pushing for it. And to watch, because I've seen Republicans do this. I've seen big Republican senators that are normally, leave Trump alone attacking, because they've been told this is the moment to act against the president. I don't think it's going well, but what do you expect next, Aaron?
Well, I expect for them to continue to feed Trump false information and false intel. You have Mike Pompeo, somebody that's firmly ensconced in the deep state, who says that his whole purpose at the CIA was to lie, to cheat, and to steal, and that they did classes on that at the CIA as well.
And by the way, he quarterbacks the censoring directly. He knows the people and expanded the unit targeting the free press and Trump's underbelly. It's incredible.
Well, National File covered that story last week that you all broke, showing that Mike Pompeo was working with the funds of the Trump administration to actively censor information coming out on Facebook. So it's a psyop against the American people, and it's a psyop against the president himself, because he's surrounded by those folks that don't want to see him succeed. But I think that was so evident and obvious this past weekend with Mark Esper's comments. You have Trump, who stood up there, and like you said, he has turned back responses to Iran. He's let them do what they're going to do, and he's tried to prevent us from being pulled into any war, but then he gets actionable intel, what we see as an imminent threat, and he moves upon that to make a strike, and then he's told, oh, well, that information was not accurate. We didn't see that information. I have no doubt that they're purposely doing this to ensure that it looks like he is just a neocon war hawk to try to turn away the support he had when he was saying he doesn't want to draw us into useless wars, especially considering the fact that after a strike like that and a follow-up in that region, you're going to send troops over to shore up our defense, to protect our bases, to keep our military safe, and he has to do that in a response like that. So now they're going to use that to say, oh, well, Trump said he was anti-war, but he's actually sending...
And that's why the media says war. No war or total war, as if there isn't 100 different points between that, and by bolstering the forces, that's how you ensure there isn't a war.
Exactly. And, you know, and they are, what gets me also is the focus on that specific region. There are so many other problems in the world that if the U.S. was going to use our humanitarian force behind, well, we could go to Africa where thousands of Christians are being killed by Islam. It's all.
You know, Aaron, you sound like you worked for the State Department or Pentagon before. You know what you're talking about.
I've listened to you for years, Alex. You've taught me how to think, so it's easy to say that. But, you know, it shocks me that Trump is surrounded by these folks in the deep state like this. I mean, Steve Mnuchin, you've got Bill Barr. I mean, Bill Barr is no champion of patriotism. Bill Barr is fighting against Trump as well. And I think Trump is being left out, like when King David sent Uriah into the forces and then he pulled back all of his support to make sure Uriah got killed. It looks like that's what they're doing to President Trump in the global arena right now. Trump is extremely anti-war. We've seen that. We've seen his calls.
And they wanted, that's what Michael Moore, when he was president-elect in 2016, when Trump had just gotten elected, Michael Moore said, don't worry. There's going to be international military crises and things coming up, and Trump's going to be embarrassed and removed because of that, and was laughing about it. We ought to find where he's, I forget, I think it was like CNN he said that. And so that's what they're planning to do. And these criminals can't help but brag. And Trump, then what does Trump do when he's surrounded by these people, these double dealers?
Well, he's got to expose them, first off. Right now, even though Iran put that $80 million bounty on his head, which is going to be funded by the $100 billion that Obama sent to him, even though they put that bounty on his head, if you were to take out Trump right now, you would supercharge the movement, and they know that they can't do that. So they're going to try to decimate him in the public eye. They've done that with his social life, his personal life, and the things
exactly.
He's done,
they have to assassinate your character and your name before they kill you. And I'm not
right.
trying to look important here, but everybody sees a major national process to do that, to either put me in prison or kill me after they've done the demonization tactic, to then capture InfoWars as a symbol, turn it into something new as the new word conspiracy theory will be InfoWars and or Alex Jones. Thank you so much. But we're not going to let them capture the flag. And I'm not trying to say that to act tough. It actually freaks me out. They are seeing InfoWars as a flag, and they want to capture it. And then they want to turn it into what they want. And I've figured out how they operate now, being in the middle of this, and it's crazy. And I can't believe we've been chosen as like a card in the deck, a tarot card. I mean, we have literally been chosen as an archetype, and they're fighting over that archetype right now. That's why you've got to keep us in the game, folks, because we are the InfoWar. We are together. We have now literally gone into lore together, what we built here. And I'm not just saying that to include you and pat you on the head. You're 99% of this. And so when I say that, I get massive chills because God's like, that's the truth. That's the truth. Tell them that. And it's just, that's where we are, folks. And I don't care about being in mortal danger. I don't want them to capture who I am. That's what they're obsessed with, rewriting history and, oh, how the president will be seen as this or that. Because they're obsessed with how they steal people's identities and how they take good men and turn them into bad men, even though the man's dead, even though the man's gone. Even though the person was good, they then steal their identity, misrepresent it, and then use that famous person, not for good, but for bad. Okay, let's go to Steve in Florida. Speaking of that, Snopes attacking InfoWars, saying there wasn't almost 200 people arrested for arson, even though the police put out the press releases in Australia. What do you think about that?
Yes, sir, Alex. It's ridiculous what the liberal media are trying to do to you. For one thing, before we start off, I want to say that I love InfoWars. I love you. I've been a listener ever since I was 15 years old back in 2015. I've had my whole family buy your products. I remember the first thing I personally ever bought from your website was the Hillary for Prison sticker, which I think you should totally bring back. I love it with all my heart. About Snopes going back to the Australia fires, it is ridiculous. I just got out of college, my college class, and they're trying to pin, I'm in a stupid climatology class, and they're trying to pin that on global warming when it's actually arson. It's ridiculous. It's a misinformation campaign.
Well, that's, what's crazy is the police say nearly 200. That's from the police, and then they say, I made that up.
Yes, sir, I know. Touching on impeachment, one thing, the Democrats, and I like to say Democrats replace the C with 3 Ks because that's all they are. The main reason why I think they're doing impeachment is not only for the movement, but also for the fact that Trump, with ever since he walked down the escalators, his belief has been ending illegal immigration. And the one way to think of illegal immigration is that Trump is trying to make a second abolishment movement. He wants to end slavery because when you really think of what illegal immigration is, it's a backdoor undercover.
All right, stay there, Steve. Stay there. Let's talk about this. And then we've also got Richard Spencer coming on and so much more. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.